And you know, as I have seen these updates you've been sending us come in day after day, and the numbers keep going higher and higher, and it's just really astounding.
Well, it really is, Chris. You know, we're 949 COVID-19 patients today. 1 month ago, we were at 300. We have tripled in 30 days.
And I guess it's the usual reasons we're talking here?
Not really. I'll tell you, what's different now than it was last summer is we have a chance to be vaccinated, but we've got 50% of the people that for whatever the reason have not been vaccinated. They're primarily the people that are in the hospital. The other thing we've got, which is very nasty, is this Delta variant. That variant is so much more contagious. And once you contract it, from what I'm talking with the physicians, I'm learning you're a much sicker patient.
I want to go back to what you said at the outset. So basically a month ago, we had just over 300 COVID patients hospitalized across the area. And now that number is almost 1,000. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, you know, as you well know, Chris, hospitalizations are a trailing or lagging indicator. The number of cases continues to increase. Therefore, we're reasonably certain, unfortunately, that our hospitalizations are going to continue to grow and go well over 1,000.
One thing that I think really makes this whole thing hit home, and it's really kind of sad, we're seeing more of these stories from around the country where these people are not vaccinated, they get really sick, come in seriously ill, and then they tell the doctor, I'm ready to get the shot, and they have to tell them, well, it's too late at this point.
Exactly right. You need to get the shot. And then after you get, for example, if you take the two-dose vaccine, you have to wait a couple of weeks even after that second shot, according to the physicians, for it to be effective. And you're right, these stories are so sad. I read in the Atlanta Journal and Constitution yesterday where a five-year-old near Atlanta died from COVID.
Are there indications, and again, pointing out this is a personal choice, nobody can force you to get the vaccine generally. Are there indications that as more people get sick, more people go into the hospital, more people are deciding to go ahead and get the vaccine? How do these vaccination rates look? Are they moving at all?
They're moving very slowly. They are moving, but very slowly. And you know, we're not going to preach to people. We're just going to say, if you're unvaccinated, and especially if you're out not wearing a mask and unvaccinated, you're really gambling with your life.
Curious to know what your experts are telling you about these new projections we got this week from UT Southwestern, especially when it comes to the fact that if we don't reverse this trend, we could end up back where we were in January later this fall.
Yeah, I looked at those yesterday from UT Southwestern. And Tuesday, I was on a call with multiple people that do modeling. And most are saying pretty much the same thing. Whether it'll get to that level in January, I don't know. But I do think, based on the caseload, based on what the epidemiologists are saying, August is going to be a tough month. We're going to open schools back. I think when you move into September and potentially October, we could really have quite a few COVID patients in our hospitals. And I got to tell you, Chris, that's problematic, not from a bed capacity, not from a personal protective equipment. Our staff, they are fatigued. They really do not want another surge.
I'm glad you brought that up. One of our big stories today, Texas nurses are speaking out. Not only are they tired, some are feeling the impact of PTSD. And there's talk that a lot more of them could quit. And as an offshoot of this, we end up with a nursing shortage.
Oh, we already have a nursing shortage, to be candid with you, Chris. I talked to three CEOs yesterday that are looking at the numbers, looking at the projections, looking at their staffing levels. And it's not just nurses. I mean, you have respiratory therapists, you have critical care physicians. You know, the physicians are worn out as well. When you add all that into the equation of the intense treatment that goes into treating a COVID patient, these people have been doing this for the last 16 to 17 months. They are completely worn out.
The numbers we're seeing today, and as you pointed out, we've seen COVID hospitalizations triple in the last month. I saw a note yesterday, the number of cases in Los Angeles County out in California up 20-fold in the last month. Any positive sign here, a hopeful sign that this could turn around in the short term?
You know, I would say if people would get vaccinated, that would be a very hopeful sign. You know, and candidly, you need to wear a mask. I mean, you know, Chris, people just aren't wearing masks anymore. And I know you look at some of the guidance, if you're fully vaccinated and you're in a small group, don't wear a mask. But if 50% of you are unvaccinated, you should keep that mask on everywhere you go because you're putting your life on the line.
Are you hearing anything that indicates we could again see consideration of local restrictions re-implemented?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Chris. With the governor's executive order, there is only a limited amount of things you can do locally. So I think you just have to wait and see. We're all in this together. But I think what we need to do is step back and say things aren't normal. Everybody wants things back to normal. I want things back to normal. They're not back to normal with this Delta variant. And we need to look at the things that worked in the past and maybe consider reinstituting them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.